Donald, you were a little swirly on that last one, but I caught 90% of it. I didn't know White Castle had shakes, but that sounds pretty darn good right about now. And, yeah, you know, at least it went out today instead of, you know, July when it's 90 and you need it. So you can at least open the windows and enjoy the cool breeze. Sean, I got to pick your brain on temporary antenna setup, too. I don't know if you have any recommendations of a vertical that you've used to stick in the ground, but being that my yard is going to be an ongoing project, I'm having some HF withdrawals, so I want to get something set up or ordered. I was thinking that Diamond BB7. I don't know if you've got any experience with that.
I don't. I really like it, though. I mean, I think it's Jerry at the Larks. I think he's got one of those, and it's the most impressive of all those, you know, those multi-band verticals I've seen. But I have no experience with them. The only multi-band vertical I've ever played with was a Butternut HF6V, and those get some pretty good reviews. They work pretty well. You know, the problem with verticals is they're verticals, and they require really good ground conduction, and if not, you got to lay out radials, and you know, and rarely do people lay out the requisite number of radials. So that's the biggest problem. And if you don't do that, then you're going to get, you know, you're only going to get what your ground provides, and generally it's kind of eh, you know. So yeah, but you know, the trick to a vertical is to go as long as you can. The upper bands can play just fine on the longer antenna, but the lower bands really, really are compromised. So I think if I were buying one right now, I'd look at one of those gap antennas. I don't know if it's a Voyager or the Titan, one of those. That'd be probably the way I'd go. But if you want something that you can also use later on, you know, for larks and stuff, then that BB7 has a real appeal.